We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, UZ, I don't have the USTN spot.
Oh.
Do the first.
You haven't memorized it by now?
Okay, this part of the program is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
What's coming up? Talk about the 7 o'clock contest.
Okay. Cut all this out and post. The Glass Castle, starring Brie Larson, Woody Harrelson, and Naomi Watts. It's now playing at Cinemark Century Theaters. Thanks, Susie. Alice is going to treat you to a night out at the movies. So 7 o'clock, you'll have a chance to win those tickets. The 2017 Mazda 3, named a Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row. A better driving experience is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today. I don't know if I could have pulled that out of my memory. Bay Area Mazda dealers.
Well, let's see. You have it 1, 2, 3, yeah. 4, 5 times today.
Oh, five
Next
times
time,
today.
give us your best
give it a
effort.
Whirl.
I don't know if I could.
I know.
Well, that's how we'll find out. Let's see. Let's play with the sponsors.
They love that. Totally. They're down.
You can see them staring at their speakers right now. This is great. How much was that?
Oops.
Wait a minute. She didn't even say her name. What just happened?
Wrong car, lady. Wrong car, wrong year.
Yeah, I've done that.
Uh-huh. Right. Anyway,
put it in front of me and I'll read it. The solar eclipse is
big news
everywhere. Mm-hmm. I just keep seeing it every time you turn around. Like, everyone you know is going to one of the states where the path is going to be. And
one of my friends is driving up to Oregon to be in the path.
Yeah.
She and her mom are going in their RV. Rachel.
Where's Rachel?
That Rachel?
Wait. The Rachel?
The Rachel?
The Rachel, yeah.
Oh.
Have you kissed her yet?
No.
You've
nothing.
Never kissed Rachel?
Never.
Tell the truth for once.
The truth. I mean, I can't even remember. Yeah, turn that
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
Turn it up. So, I don't think I've even gotten a full hug with the breasts up against my chest.
Oh. She gives you like a one-arm bro
yeah.
hug or something?
It's like, you know how they do the hunchback move? You know the hunchback hug?
No.
Yeah, so they can keep distance between the two of you guys?
Yeah, so that their crotches aren't pressed against you too?
Like this.
Here, give me.
You guys demonstrate. Get the cameras on this. Okay, let's see the various hugs. So this is the...
That's the hug?
Like a hunch. He's hunched over.
The light pat
and
in the back, too.
You want a hug like that?
Yeah.
That's
too bad.
Full body hug right
that
there.
That was a full court press.
Full chi-chi press.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Oh, you missed it.
Oh, maybe you need
one.
To get your own, Vinny.
Oh, yeah, Vinny, you want one?
Vinny,
oh, do I get
you
one?
You want a hug?
Yeah.
I'll give you a hug.
Hold on,
here we go.
Wait.
Let's see the different types. Oh, he's coming in there.
Okay, he's going to come in here.
Wait a minute. Don't take a picture of it.
Okay. Oh, that's a full court press. I'm calling HR right now.
Nice.
Totally. Get a room, guys.
We are in a room.
Get a private room.
What happened to the song? Anyway, she's driving up to be in the path of the moon. Of the whole.
Did she invite you?
No.
She didn't ask, you know, there's an extra cot in the RV if you want to come.
No.
So they're doing an
RV.
I'm jealous. I
mean,
I want to do an RV trip.
We haven't even done an official.
An official what?
Boob hug.
A hug. We haven't done an official hug.
Well, maybe you'll get an official boob hug when you get back. And then. So is that step one as far as you're concerned? Like someone gives you an official boob hug and
yeah,
you're like,
you can
okay,
tell by...
I feel a little more open to this.
Yeah, you can tell by the hug if someone's into it.
Some people just aren't good huggers.
That's for sure.
That's true.
No,
or handshakers.
Well, handshakers, yeah. I mean, our president isn't the best handshaker.
Pulls you in.
Did you see that? I would never do that. Would you ever do that?
Go
no, I would never do that to anybody.
I know. It's like, what do you... It seems aggressive.
It is.
It is aggressive.
Very much. We had a text earlier. I can't find it now, but someone was saying they're going to Oregon to watch the eclipse, and they're taking us with them.
Oh.
Oh, so good.
We'll be there.
Be careful. So,
yeah, I've had people who lean in to give the hug and then hug you like they don't like you.
Yeah.
And you go, what the... why'd you even come in for it if you're going to like do this tap thing
that's weird? Some people are less comfortable with being
touched,
that's what, I guess.
What I'm saying is some people are just crappy huggers.
And on the opposite end of that spectrum in the bad hugging is the guy who leads with his groin.
Oh, that's
you know
weird.
What I'm talking about. Like they're clearly looking to thrust on you. He's thrusting on me. Our friend Goodrick is like, we always, I'm like, give me a Goodrick hug.
Goodrick.
He comes in hips first.
Oh, really?
He's like, oh my God.
Maybe he's just built like that. Like he can't.
I don't know.
He can't, he can't move his hips back.
He goes from being like a normal dude to like. He's like, okay. So I gotta do an extra long reach.
I have a feeling he doesn't have, he's just built big and can't get out of his own way.
Oh, really?
Probably. He's good, Rick.
Well, didn't you do him at one point?
Yeah, you've done him.
I did him. I did a three-way with him and his girlfriend at the time.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
That's what you did?
Yeah, I didn't bang him.
Yeah, but you did stuff with your...
I did all kinds of stuff.
Right.
Did stuff.
Did you have to go to the extra level jaw unhinge in order to fit?
No.
Oh. That's too bad, Rick. Sorry, I shouldn't ask that question.
Sorry, good.
My bad, buddy. Oh, man. That is unfortunate.
Oh. About the jaw.
Painful.
You know, it's regular.
Regular? What do you mean regular?
I can't even picture. I can't even remember what he had going on there, but I don't remember it being astounded either way.
Man, that's unfortunate.
It fell somewhere within the parameters of normal. Anyway, the solar eclipse. How do we? Oh, because Rachel.
You said
sorry, good Rick.
Moving their whole lives
they,
around.
They are. I know. It's great. I think it's neat. I mean, I do.
Would you do it?
I would if I didn't have to go to work. I mean, I have a job. And maybe I wouldn't because I would just be realizing that these people have clearly planned for this.
Yeah, for a long time.
You know, I understand. Like, this is one of those things where you plan a trip. Maybe it's for a football game.
Uh-huh.
Or in my case, I've always gone on surf trips. Mm-hmm. And sometimes Mother Nature just foils you. You could plan and you hope the surf's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And you've got a pretty good... You get there and it's just not. It's flat. You've been skunked and the trip is ruined.
Right.
In this case, not only can that happen, but best case scenario, you've got what, 2 minutes?
I think it's 17 minutes.
Okay. Sorry. 17 minutes?
I don't know.
Of the absence of light around
the
sun?
I don't even know.
I saw that somewhere.
And then it's over. And I don't know that it's.
I guess the whole event is. About 2 hours, like from the start of the coverage.
Well,
but then the actual totality, I think, is 2 minutes.
Okay, well,
I think you're right.
So anyway, I'm not telling you shouldn't. Obviously, everybody's got their own thing. But to me, that seems like...
Well, sometimes it's just fun
to
be with
vacation
a
to burn.
Group of people that...
Yeah.
You know, and you go somewhere. I mean, like, I've never been to Wyoming.
Someone
I guess I could go there and see it.
I overheard someone talking the other day at work, and they said they were going to Oregon to watch the eclipse. The hotel was going to cost $700 for one night.
Oh, my God.
Oh, well, sure.
That's insane.
Boy, they are lucky they're in the path.
What do they call that, surge pricing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about a 10-hour drive from San Francisco.
To Eugene?
No, to Portland.
Oh.
That has nothing to do with what I'm talking about.
Yeah, she's going.
She's going.
Don't laugh like that.
Portland's a nice town, though. You'll have fun. If you're going up to Oregon, Portland's wonderful.
It's 8 hours.
Well, if you're not going, we're still getting about a 75% coverage of the sun here. And there are a lot of places locally that have things going on. It's, let's see, It says August 21st, daytime turns to nighttime for a few minutes. Not really. The shadow will race across the country at an average speed of 1,500 miles per hour. Temperatures will drop by as much as 25 degrees.
Hmm.
I didn't realize the temperature was going to change. It's crazy.
Just kidding.
At the Exploratorium, right up two blocks
Cross Street,
from here, Pier 15, they're having a little party from 9 to noon. You gather there, and they're going to have the glasses for the kids, and I guess they're doing a whole thing out on the plaza, so I don't even think you have to pay to get in to participate in some of this stuff.
Anyone want to go to that with me?
I'll go with you.
Cool. I'll take that.
Okay. Maybe we should just all, we'll all walk over there right after
Sarah,
the show.
I feel like I should do something, and it's right across the street.
Right.
So let's go at 9:30 as soon as the show's over.
Okay, sounds good.
That's about when it's starting. Let's go hang out. And
cool.
That sounds really fun. Do you want to go, you guys?
What now?
Bryn,
I have to check my schedule.
Yeah, I'm
oh,
not
my
sure.
God.
I got
really?
A lot going on.
See, come over and hang out. It's two blocks audience? Away. We'll
see
go hang out.
We try to hang out with our coworkers.
We're here, man. I'm having a great time.
Yeah.
This counts as hanging out.
How about
doesn't it?
Vaughn,
doesn't
you
it?
Go?
I don't know. If you're getting paid to hang out, it doesn't feel the same. And we'll go have lunch afterwards. That'll be fun.
Okay.
Come on, you guys.
You know what John's off? Maybe I'll ask John to... drive in and
I don't know about lunch, but we can, let's just
yeah,
do this.
I mean, come on. We've all got schedules to keep. Listen to
maybe
this.
Maybe I'll have my John drive in.
I meant to tell you this, but then we started talking about Big Brother. So last night, we had a long day yesterday at home. We're selling the one house.
How's that going?
Oh, so you get the offers?
We were coming in, and there's a lot
going on. Oh, my God,
there's
I can't wait to hear.
There's even stuff I can't say. There's just a lot going on. We're slammed.
Good stuff or bad stuff?
All good stuff. And so there's a point where I go, let's just get out of here and go get some dinner, which I've...
You never
which
do.
Which has never right. been uttered in my house.
Was that at 3
by
p.m.?
By me, ever. Yeah, it was early enough that it was like, let's just get out of here. I don't want to do dishes tonight. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Had enough going on.
There's a veggie burger I want to try at West End. Let's go over there. We'll get that. And
is that in Scotts Valley?
No, it's in Santa Cruz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We go over there, and they're closed for
refurbishing or whatever.
Remodel.
Okay.
And I'm like, the place is brand new. What the? We're in the parking lot whining like little babies. Like, what the? Now what do we do?
So what'd you do?
I leave the house with the best of intentions to have a veggie burger. And the next thing I know, I'm drinking soda, eating pizza, and I have frozen froyo in my mouth. Like a strawberry coconut froyo. And I'm all.
How'd that feel?
Well, I felt fat. I was like, ah, how'd this happen?
Funny.
1 minute, I'm having a veggie burger. The next minute, I've had soda. Like, I just fell apart.
Where did you get
one
the pizza
thing
from?
Screwed my plan. You know what? I don't know the name of the restaurant.
Was it right near that place?
It was
and
right
that's
near
why you guys
it, yeah.
went there?
It's good. It's one of those, like, wood-fired, artsy
good.
Sort of fartsy things.
Those are much more healthy for you.
It was definitely thin.
Mm.
How many pieces, though?
I ate the whole damn thing.
Was their kid happy?
Yeah, she was happy. I mean, it's great. It was fine. We had fun. But I just, as we're driving home, I'm like, I can't believe
that I went out to get a veggie burger and want to eat a whole pizza.
Did you get on the treadmill?
And soda.
And froyo.
And froyo.
Froyo sounds good.
No, mm-hmm. I have to run today. I have my coach.
Oh, yeah, your Nike coach?
My Nike app.
Oh, yes.
What do you do again? 7 200s?
I did 7 200s.
Well, it tells them something different every day,
today,
right?
Today I have to do 4 miles in 4 9-minute miles.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
4 9-minute miles?
Yeah.
So
four
does it know
miles.
Does it know you can do it? Like, has it measured you? Because if it told me to do that, I'd just laugh at it.
Well, you
delete the app.
The app has you on a program. So you enter in, it runs you through some things and asks you how hard was that.
Right.
And then your next week...
Is impossible one
well,
of the
no, that's I'm
options?
Not even I haven't even gotten to the hard stuff yet.
Oh.
Although the 7 200s was hard.
I loved your bring the tank with you.
Dude, when do we ever sprint?
Never.
I swear both my ankles felt like they broke and both my knees felt like they went out and my hips were tripping. The first sprint down the street, I was like, when do we ever sprint? We never do.
I haven't sprinted
since
I was a kid.
Unless you're running for your life.
It's so funny. I watch kids running around and you just think, God, look at them go.
They're so happy.
I know. All they want to do is run.
I'm sprinting and I'm actually thinking to myself, how do your hands go when you sprint? So I put them flat like this to, you know,
oh,
to like see if I was
trying. Yeah.
gonna be better with the wind.
Aerodynamics.
I didn't stick with it though. It felt too weird. I felt like
So then what'd you do? Just tighten them up.
Put them together. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It felt too jokey.
Oh, Bryn is trying.
I want to see what I do when I do. I kind of halfway close them.
Yeah.
Like fully close them. But.
Yeah, you don't want to use the energy to make a full fist.
Well, believe me, by the second sprint, I stopped thinking about all that kind of stuff. It was just...
Live through this.
So back to your house real quick. Do you think it'll be sold by the end of the month?
Oh, it's selling...
So you took an offer.
You took an offer?
Well, no,
you...
we didn't take... We took 15 offers.
You got 15 offers.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
Years. Peter Cook.
Ding, ding.
Ring it.
Yeah, the place. Yesterday was crazy. It was going back and forth, and I had a guess as to what it would go for, which I live in my own little bubble world. So when said the number,
$5 million,
the business goes, okay, you're an idiot. Stop talking to me.
Thank you.
Turn back to talk to Peter. But her guess, it blew way past that.
Oh, how much over did it go?
Yeah, I don't want to say because nothing's been taken.
10% over.
I don't want to say, and I can't do 10%. What are you, nuts?
Pretty. I tried to pick a simple.
Let's not talk about that right now. Hold on, let me get.
So, what are you guys
going
to do to
sell?
What are we all doing to celebrate this?
There's not. We're not even there yet.
Should we throw one more rager at that place while it's empty?
Yeah, let's wreck it.
How long is it going to take us to get down there?
Let's do it.
Let's wreck it, she says. Anyway, so yeah, we were busy, and then I just blew whole diet.
That's
it.
Good,
like,
busy though.
One thing screws up my plan, and I throw everything out the window.
But what are you gonna do, drive around until you find a salad place? I mean, come on, you go get some pizza.
I guess
you deal. You'll be fine. One step off your diet plan. That's, you know, you can't throw. That's like throwing the baby out with the bathwater. So what? So you had a bad...
Right. I threw the baby out with the bathwater.
No, that's throwing the whole diet out. You'll be fine. Dr. Dean Adel used to always say, it's not about, you know, it's like, go ahead and eat a whole cake. But just make sure that that's that percentage of the calories that you're supposed to eat for the whole week. You got to make that up somewhere else. So just make it up somewhere
else. You
like
that guy? I don't like that guy.
You know, I haven't heard him in years.
Yeah,
I don't,
he's
still on?
He's not on.
Yeah, he's
he
not
retired
on.
Years ago.
Yeah, I liked him. Mm. I did enjoy him.
He had a very pleasant... bedside manner.
He did. Yeah.
Which made him an enjoyable listen, but I don't know how credible that guy was.
Well, he was the guy who, he was so anti-circumcision. That was kind of what turned me off
there.
To him.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you would have loved him. He was very...
Your wiener comes that way. Leave it alone.
It's better the other way.
Then you want it to be pretty.
Yeah.
Pretty? Has anyone ever called one of those pretty?
Mm-hmm.
You have?
Yes. The one you have, you know, you have to compliment that one.
Yeah,
but I'm telling you, as a person who's experienced both, and there's things that you don't want to. Well, look, I'm sure some people do a super great scrub-a-dub. I don't know. It's I didn't experience.
I can't imagine that it could be.
It's scented. All right, moving on
like
to
a
the.
Rose?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
So moving
the
on
the eclipse. Let's hear about the eclipse, everyone.
More events.
Clips of the heart.
Honest to God, we've been not talking about this for 20 minutes.
So what's up with the eclipse?
The Exploratorium.
Yes.
Oh,
you
we're
can
going
go over
to
there.
That 9:30 on Monday if you want to join us, everyone.
Okay. Can they give us glasses?
Yeah, of course.
Like
I believe
like it's mostly for kids.
Yeah, it is a kid thing. I'm not sure.
I'll talk to Martin over there.
I
nice.
Yeah, I just talked Brent to him last
Brent and Vinny
week.
Would show up. That would be great.
It would be great.
Yeah, sounds you guys.
Like Cal Academy's doing a little something
that
morning. Chabot. Let's see. They're going to do an outside viewing, or you can see a live feed of the total eclipse in their theater. And then there's eclipse viewing glasses available for purchase, but the event is free. The San Jose Astronomical Association is doing something. And actually, I got a lot of this stuff off RadioAlice.com.
Yeah, Brad did a complete, huge list of all the events.
Let's see here. If you're stuck in your office, you can watch the eclipse stream live on the Exploratorium app or it's called Total Solar Eclipse. So that's an app for the Exploratorium. Mm-hmm. Lawrence Hall is doing an Eve of Totality celebration. So on Sunday night, Sunday afternoon, like it's not truly the eve, But from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's a big talk on how eclipses are formed and everything you need to know to safely observe one. And then they're going to let everybody participate 8:30 to 11:30 a.m. on Monday. Hey, Hands-on eclipse activities.
925 says, I got a call from my school district last night. Lawrence Livermore Lab paid for glasses for every student in all Livermore schools to watch
great.
The eclipse. Made me cry.
Oh, that's great.
That's awesome.
And they have a good view up there.
Oh, my God.
To make out.
That view's incredible.
It's a good spot.
What an overlook it is.
Although a lot of the motorcycles are up there just zipping around. You got to really watch yourself if you're driving up there. Mm. Oh. Don't be texting.
Twisty little roads.
Yeah, they're up there riding around. And it's neat. I like that they are. I'm just saying you got
to. It must be a fun.
Don't make
to
out
go
till
on
you park.
Right.
Is my point.
Talking about.
No pregame action.
Right.
Motorcycles and texting. Do you know Bryn has a Bluetooth helmet?
Yes,
a lot of people have Bluetooth
that.
Helmets. Yeah.
What does that mean?
That means
what
he can talk on the phone when he rides his motorcycle.
Oh.
I don't call anybody, but people call me up. It picks up actually
you,
automatically.
You just like punch yourself in the head?
Oh, yeah, there's
it picks like, up automatically?
Yeah, there's a button. Yeah, you do punch yourself in the head lightly. And you can pick up the phone anytime you want.
Do you listen to music through it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you can still hear anything. It makes sense that you, I mean, I'll bet you people have Bluetooth ski helmets and everything else, you know?
It's cool with Siri, too. You just hit the button. You can say whatever you want. Hey, text Sarah. I'll be at the total eclipse.
Oh.
Heart.
So you're going to go.
Of the heart. Right. Well, let me check my calendar.
Oh, you just said yes? Did you just say yes?
Yeah, I plan to go. I just want to make sure that I'm not
you
like...
You have to check with the wife?
Yeah,
you have to do it 9:30 on Monday. Come on.
Yeah.
Or not 9... Oh, 9:30?
Yeah.
That sounds okay.
It's the morning.
You know, there's a lot of doctor visits right now.
And, oh, that's true. That is true.
That's 4 out of 5.
What?
Come on, Vinny.
Oh, yeah, 4 to 5.
Walk over there with us.
What's the question?
Come
no,
to the eclipse
no,
with us.
No, Yvonne's going too.
Oh, that's
so
5 out of 6.
By the way, Bonnie Tyler, who sings that song, Total Eclipse of the Heart, she's 66 years old, and she got a gig out of this.
I wonder if when people text her, it says Vinny.
Oh, I wonder. That'd be so funny. Probably Connie. So she is doing, that was her song. When was that? In the mid-80s? She is relevant again in 2017. Royal Caribbean. Is doing you? Oh, you like that cruise line?
I love that cruise.
They're doing a total eclipse cruise, and she's going to be on that boat Monday, singing "Total Eclipse of the Heart" during the eclipse, backed by Joe Jonas's band Dunce.
Whoa!
Oh,
that's huge.
These
I know.
Guys are fun.
She says it's going to be so exciting. It doesn't happen very often, does it? I'm not sure if she's talking about like eclipses or gigs
or her performance.
Right. YouTube is saying that views of the Total Eclipse of the Heart video have gone up in anticipation of the eclipse, and the official video currently has more than 300 million views. She's also getting a zillion more streams. And
good for her.
It's wonderful.
Turn it up. Oh, the lyrics aren't happening.
It's all right. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Already?
Yep.
Did we even?
We did one story. Because we started talking about a million other things. Hamburgers and pizza. And
well, we know we're going to be... I know, we shouldn't have talked about that.
Vinny's house.
We're going to be at the Exploratorium at 9:30.
Yeah,
it's
settled.
5 out of 6.
Meet you there.
Cruise ships,
oh,
make
yay.
The news, and more.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 6:38 Thursday morning. This portion of the program is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers.
All right, everyone. We've been telling you about this website called SoarWithReading.com, and JetBlue has set this up, and we brought in a couple of their spokespeople the other day. And when we decided to be a part of this, we were in last place. It was between New York, Boston, San Francisco, and L.A. We had 3%. I thought it was silly that we were even doing it, but man, was I wrong.
Silly.
Because as of now, San Francisco is in second place.
Second place?
With 30% of all the votes.
Who's beating us?
Boston.
33%.
They have 33. So
oh my God, we can kill them today.
Yeah.
We can. So I just reposted the link on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, but you can go to soarwithreading.com. And you can vote multiple times. You can
you can keep going back.
Yeah, you can keep going back. So if everyone listening can each vote 10 times right now, I think we can pull into first place.
I'm doing it.
Are you? Thank you so much, Bryn. Everyone, follow Bryn's example.
Bryn, you're amazing. We're all going to follow
Bryn.
You.
Because
that's so great.
We can win 100,000 books for San Francisco.
So those are part of like a summer reading thing. I think, who did they say won it this year? And they're
Florida. Remember that one guy kept voting over and over?
And then she talked about the book vending machine.
Right. So you'll actually, parents of children will be able to go and the kid picks out a book and you just take the book. It's free.
Soar with reading.
Free books.
Soarwithreading.com, San Francisco.
Thank you, Hooman. The 2017 Mazda 3 named a Car and Driver 10 Best. 4 years in a row, a better driving experience is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Be sure to click the Radio Listener Special tab to get 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere travel pillows. Use promo code Alice. That's MyPillow.com. Here's what's happening. So a while back, there was this do not call registry. We all said, that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get on that so we can stop getting phone calls on our mobile phones. At the time, I believe we were all still getting, you only had so many
minutes
calls.
Or whatever,
so many. There used to be a different billing system than they use now, but you even had to worry about how many actual texts you sent.
Right.
Then that ultimately became unlimited. But that was one of the grinds was,
right.
Don't take, you can't call me, you're taking up my...
Yeah, you're eating my minutes.
Anyway, we all jumped on that thing and still we receive these robocalls all the time. Hey, is that you?
Almost like that's where they got our phone number from.
Yeah, it's me. Who's this? Hi, it's Sandy. And I'm here to talk to you about your credit. You mother... One of the robocalls was about a free cruise.
Yep.
Yeah.
Resort Marketing Group, the company behind the calls for Carnival Cruise, Royal Caribbean, and Norwegian Cruise Lines, is now having to settle a class action lawsuit that accused the company of violating the Telephone Consumer Protection Act by illegally contacting individuals with robocalls. You could be in line to get some money out of this if you received calls.
According, I did receive calls.
We all did.
Yeah.
Of course we did. It's, it's
like every
really
person on earth seems to have.
Yeah. How willing you are to jump through the hoops
to
get your
dough. Well, so I went to the link this morning, and it asked questions like your email, your number. And I'm like, I'm not going to do that.
Well,
but people on Facebook this morning said they did it. It takes a minute.
And
I
what do you get out of it? Am I doing
6 cents?
I was going to say, it's probably a quarter.
Well, okay, so they say here, robo settlement means you could receive up to $900 each.
Mm.
Could.
But again, are you willing to jump through the hoops necessary to get
to maybe get
a more
that.
Realistic payout, which is $100 or
right.
something like that? Starting in 2009, this resort marketing group began telemarketing on behalf of the cruise lines. They purchased consumers' contact info from a third-party data broker. You know, all those websites use where they say, please read all our stuff. Are you okay? Click the button. Now enter. Those are the people who have collected your data and you, unbeknownst to you, or maybe you knew and didn't care because you just weren't going to read all that crap.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway. They claim the individuals they contacted had opted in to receive calls by visiting various websites, which are unaffiliated with the company or any of the cruise lines. You opted in when you went to that website that one time. You know, I was just looking at Restoration Hardware.
Right.
And wanted to get on their friends and family gray card, whatever.
Yeah.
Next thing you know.
I got that gray card thing, and now I haven't used it once.
Oh, I didn't mean, I was, that was just an example.
No,
I don't know that they're the ones.
But I did feel like, oh, whoa, if I ever get anything, I want the discount. And then, of course, I never get anything from there because everything's gray. At Restoration Hardware.
Everything's gray?
Yeah, you never notice that when you get the catalog, you look through it and it's like, wow, everything's gray.
No, I have, no? Yeah. Huh. So you don't like gray?
Well, I don't want everything in my house to be
all
gray,
right.
You know. If I ever need a lamp or something, I guess I'll go there and get the discount.
Anyway, the telemarketers were making calls using automated dialing equipment that we now know that it seems that the first, I guess it would be considered the prefix, not the area code, but the first three numbers, that seems to be duplicated when these calls come back into
your
you
own,
now. Your own
right,
first three.
Right, because I'll pick something up from a 415 because
right.
I'm like,
oh,
or, you know, any local
right.
area
it
code.
It could be Uzi at, you know, someplace near work or whatever.
Right.
And
this then could be a friend of mine and it's an emergency.
And mm-hmm. then it's not.
Yeah. Yep.
I stop falling for that. I won't even answer. If it's not in my thing,
right.
I don't answer. Anyway, the settlement's on. You can go to, if you want to file a claim and or find out if you're eligible, you enter your phone number into the class action settlement website, RMGT CPA settlement. But there's, you got to go.
There's hoops.
You got to look this up. Look up the cruise line settlement and find the website.
RMGTsettlement.com.
But there's a CPA in there too.
Oh, there is.
RMGTCPASETTLEMNT. Oh. So it's not MENT.
Right.
Dot com. Sorry, everyone. But you might, you
sure,
know, I mean,
be,
listen.
Might be a couple bucks
I actually
for you.
Would like to see people stick it to these cats. I hate that robocalling.
Mm. Me too.
Dude, I'm doing something.
And did
Come
someone
on.
Say that there's. There's a scam where they a person is on the line and they get you to say the word yes to something.
And then they have it.
And then they have
on
the
record.
Recorded
yeah.
version of you saying yes, and they use that to let you say yes to all kinds of things you would
is
have said
Sarah?
No to.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Burn.
Yeah.
You groom yourself?
Groom?
Yeah.
I guess.
You groom
I mean,
yourself?
Are you talking about the kind of grooming
every day
that we use grooming for? The word that grooming has become associated with?
Your woman area?
Right.
Right.
Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you try to keep things trim.
Tight.
Mm-hmm.
Tight.
You said every day use?
Look at you, see?
Yeah, every morning.
Wow.
Every morning
that
you
is
do?
Upkeep yeah. right there.
That is upkeep.
It's just part of the routine.
So, what do you, like, run a clipper
Wait a
over it, or what are you doing?
Razor.
Just razor it down, and then what about the, how do you keep the length of the hairs?
Scissors? I do like once a week with scissors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
26%
nice.
Of us.
Grows fast.
Yeah.
The people that groom have hurt themselves doing so.
Yes. It happens.
More than 7,500 people were polled. 76% of people say they've groomed their hair down there at least once in their life. 26 say they've suffered at least one injury.
Yeah. You get a little nick.
61% yeah. say they were cuts.
Yeah. Listen, razors are sharp. You're
Others
dragging
have
them
had
on your skin.
Burns from hot wax.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And others say a rash showed up afterward.
Well,
yeah,
that
that's
happens.
Tough.
It's irritated skin.
You mm-hmm. can tell someone just tried to clean themselves up for the fun,
yeah.
and they've just razor bumped themselves.
I always think of that one story you told about a girl that had
just done it.
Done
it was
it.
Just a mess of red bumps.
It was
bumps
like
and
an
angry.
Yeah, it was
woman
a bummer
area.
Because
it,
ah, woman area. I know that.
Get on my hair.
It was so irritated, and I know that was the opposite of what she was going
course,
for,
yeah.
but there's no question that the skin had just been overworked.
Yeah, and then people give up on shaving, but the thing is, if you're like Yuzette and you shave it every day, the skin gets used to
every
it,
day.
And it becomes
yeah,
less
Yeah, I've never
of a thing.
Had razor burns or bumps or anything like
well,
that.
And that's it. If you have... delineated what you're going to keep and what's going away, and you keep that, keep it up, then the bumps don't, they're not quite so bad. Once in a while, you'll get something.
For men, the injuries tend to be on the bag.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's hard. It's a hard reason to shave.
Well, you know about it.
I know about that.
You've shaved
I live with a man.
But you've done that? Have you done that for him? What saying?
I don't think so.
Oh.
But it looks like a difficult... Like, wow, that'd be a tough... You got to pull everything tight.
Not the smoothest skin.
No.
And for women, it's the mons pubis. You can look it up.
It's the isn't it the mound at the top? I would think it would be the underneath part that would be.
Not everybody does the undercarriage, Sarah.
Oh, you got to do the undercarriage. It's easy.
It's part of the stuff.
So nice and clean chassis. Yeah.
Only about just under 2% of people have actually had to seek medical attention.
Oh, yeah. No, I've never had to do that. Thank God. That'd be embarrassing. Imagine if you... I'd be like, I'll just suffer. I can't go to the hospital with this. This is ridiculous.
Yeah. It's a bummer.
I'll just wear skirts for a while.
Skirts?
If you see me in here in a skirt, you'll know I had an accident.
Wow. We do. You mentioned that book thing, The Soar with... What is it?
Soar with reading.
I voted a bunch of times the other day when I found it on Facebook.
Yeah.
We're trying to win books for the Bay Area.
We went up 0.5% already.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
All right.
Keep going. Good job, everybody.
We're actually 2.9% away from the lead.
This is fantastic.
Oh, my gosh. We got to get that.
We got to get that today.
1 in 5 people can't name a single author.
Really?
1 in 5.
Is Sarah Palin one of that?
Can't name a single.
But you could just name. Could almost name any figure.
I know, but that's.
Who's had an autobiography?
I'm going to name Beverly Cleary.
Oh, hey. That's a good one.
Thanks, everyone.
That's so funny.
Like that one?
Have you you've read when you're Beverly
a kid,
Cleary?
You must
yeah, that's what you read.
Is she the Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret lady?
Oh, no.
She's
all
the Ramona books.
Yeah.
Right. Oh. Who am I thinking of? What's that guy?
You read all the Ramona books?
I did. Well, so when I was a kid, I don't know how it is now. It seems like nothing happens in school the way it did when I was a kid. But you always got those book forms.
Yes.
And if you ordered 3 books, you got the poster of the cat or the dog.
Yeah. Yeah,
that was the greatest thing in my life.
Sure, the book forms. You'd order books at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, and at our school, Carey School, San Mateo, thank you.
Ding, ding, Sam.
They would give it to us every month. It was a private school, so they thought everybody could afford a ton of new books all the time.
Oh. He said that with his pinky out, everyone.
When I got that poster, that kitty cat or that dog, I was over
Hang in there. It's almost Friday.
Yes.
Did you guys have bookmobiles?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, those are cool.
Yeah.
You were thinking of Judy Blume.
Thank you. Are you
but
there, God?
Judy Blume wrote another really famous book. Not that one.
She did. I can't remember what it is, though.
How about, do you guys have a neighborhood that has, I don't know exactly what it's called, but it's like a book box?
Yes, we have one at my...
one, too.
Those are so cool.
Are those just people have...
The neighborhood just...
Put them up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's caught on.
Yeah.
It's
and now
really
I
neat.
Can walk up to the park with my kid, sit on a bench, and she can go get a book.
Yeah.
That's great.
So cool.
That. It's really neat. I definitely have browsed those, and but I have yet to put a book in. Like, I want to put a book in.
Oh.
What? Do it.
I know. I just never think of it.
Oh.
Maybe I'll do it today since
Make
it's
a
on
note.
My mind.
Right? Yeah. It's really cool.
Well, you
cool.
know, I'll save some books from here.
I know,
we get
tons of books.
We do. And I usually donate them.
Right.
What we don't use.
Well, don't give me any more books. Believe me, I have tons of books at my house, so I'll grab some of those.
Judy Blume, I think, came to our school to sign, and I think, God, this was around 1984, though, so it was a long time ago. I can't remember the book we read.
Mm. Not Mark Twain. Not J.K. Rowling, not Dr. Seuss, not Stephen King, not, what is it, Grisham? Like,
right.
There's just nothing.
There's a zillion.
They got nothing.
That's so funny.
Zero. Not Shakespeare. Nothing.
1 in 5.
Name us an author.
Any author.
Survey also found 15% of people say they don't read books because they're too hard to understand.
Oh. Well,
and that's it. You got to start reading young. Reading comprehension is probably... helped us do this job.
Like, probably.
Because we're able to...
But not everyone is a reader. Like, you know, there's just people who are perfectly fine with it and they just don't enjoy it for whatever reason.
Well, because they weren't probably fed books when they were young.
I was young, I used to read books, but I just don't have the attention span for it now. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll go and read articles all day, but books?
I have 2 kids. One is an avid, voracious reader. The other one is like, I hate books, I hate reading, and if I never read again, I'll be fine. Hmm? And he can read. I mean, he, you know.
but hates it.
He just does finds me, and he says it's. I just start thinking about other things, yep. and I can't get sucked in. Mm-hmm. And I, he goes, I get it. You guys are all sitting here with books, and I'm the guy going, can we do something else?
This is y'all right?
Mm-hmm.
Hates books.
Just does not find any pleasure in it, and it bums me out because I find so much pleasure that of course you want to share that, right? But he's just like, no, he doesn't even want to listen to a book like we would listen to the Harry Potter books and stuff. And he's like, I just start thinking about other stuff and I miss so much. Yep. He's like, go ahead, listen. I don't care.
Well, he's going to be a rock star. Yeah, so, I guess, he gets to do whatever he wants.
Well, it's America. Do whatever you want.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. I think you're confusing Lawrence Livermore Lab with Lick Observatory. I don't know.
What are they talking
well,
about?
Well, we were whoever gave the free glasses to the kids in the school district. Uh-huh. I'm talking about the Lawrence Observatory in Oakland.
You thinking of Chabot?
I don't.
Lawrence Hall of Science is like just a museum. I don't think they have an observatory, but they are doing. I mean, the thing we read this morning, that was from their press release. Mm-hmm. That's their thing. Chabot's doing something too.
I never went in there. I can't. I don't even know what they do
you
up
should,
there.
You,
I just
your
know
daughter
that I've gone up there
it.
To enjoy the view and
well,
make
now that
out.
You're done, now that your makeout days are done, take your daughter up there. She'll love it. My kids love
my makeout days are done.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I assume so.
All right. Sheesh. It's awful.
I'm sorry to break it to you. When is the last time you made out?
The other day.
No, that was you did it. Make out.
You mean without doing it? Just making out?
Yeah, just making out. I'm telling you, your make out days are over. Oh, you look
I don't know.
I'm so sorry. You look sad.
Yeah, well, that's kind of bogus. Mm. Your make out days are over. You're just resigned to that.
Do you guys
all make out?
Not without it leading to something else.
Well, how long do you make out for?
Not very long.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Well, you're single, dude. Of course you make out.
He doesn't make out.
When's the last time you
Where's
made?
Rachel?
We don't. Really.
Yeah,
it's been, no... I don't know, 6 months at least.
Yuzi, what about you?
Wait, who'd you make out with 6 months ago?
Not without doing it.
Yeah.
This chick I went on a date with.
Who?
Somebody. It doesn't matter.
It matters. It totally matters to us.
Who is it?
Somebody. I don't know. It's just someone.
You
somebody.
Don't know.
Oh, my God.
What's that?
Hey, don't forget that today at 9:15 we peek for the week with a review of the Hitman's Bodyguard
with our friend Rudy.
Our friend Rudy Ortiz is coming in.
It's Sam Jackson, Ryan Reynolds, everyone. So tune in.
And Salma Hayek?
Yeah, but I don't want to say her. Yeah, it's Salma Hayek.
What's the matter with her? She's barely in it,
but she has front billing.
All right, coming up in the trash, the world's highest paid actresses.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.